The Magical Bouquet, Couples Threesomes 19, FFM Threesome, BDSM Erotica, Lesbian Erotica, Bisexual Erotica. Copyright 2020 by Connecticut Queen. Narrated by Allison O'Keefe. The Magical Bouquet, Couples Threesomes 19. My husband Monty and I had worked a stall at the local market for years. We sold fresh produce, plants, and flowers, indoors and out, and had even started cultivating our own. A lot of what we offered couldn't be found anywhere else locally, and as such, we had a constant supply of regular visitors. Monty was an attractive, mature stud with an easygoing attitude. He always hit it off with the customers. I'd noticed the younger women really took a shine to him. I'd ogle as a 20-something would approach the stall nervously asking for something, and within minutes she'd be putty in Monty's hands. I don't think he even realized he was doing it. It just came so effortlessly to him. He'd talk with such infectious enthusiasm that it was difficult not to be drawn in, and he was so engaging that it really made you feel listened to. The cadence of his Scottish accent was like caramel to the ears. Shit, I know that it had wooed me all those years ago. One of our newer regulars was a girl called Rose. She looked to be in her early 20s and had this shy way about her. At a glance, she looked almost like a librarian in her tweed and spectacles, but it didn't take much examining to realize that underneath the bookish exterior, there lay a diamond. I'd seen girls like Rose before. So nervous in the beginning, but given enough cajoling, they can open up like a flower, or sometimes a flytrap. It was tough to know which one lay beneath, but it was fun to speculate. "Here she comes," I muttered under my breath, spotting her daydreaming her way over to our stall. "I'll leave her to you."
"Rose," Monty piped up. "What can I do for our loveliest customer?"
She blushed. Monty had her immediately. I didn't mind the flirting. I figured any way of garnering more sales was a good thing, and the old adage suggests that sex sells. I busied myself with a bit of shopfront aesthetics and listened in as the pair of them started to talk.
"I'm afraid I don't know much about all of this, but I'm eager to learn," she shared.
"We've all got to start somewhere, my love," Monty said. "Believe it or not, I wasn't born with such wisdom."
I couldn't help but scoff at that, and Rose turned to look in my direction. Some would say he's still searching for it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?